Hi everyone, welcome to the Poetry Pod. In this podcast, we will look at the poem Zoom Morning, which was written by Penelope Shuttle. The first heading in your worksheet is Subject Matter. Zoom Morning is a poem clearly set in the grounds of a zoo. The poem tells us about the various lives of different animals in the zoo, the way in which their behaviour during the day when visitors are present contrasts with their after-hours behaviour when the zoo is closed to the public. The next heading is theme. The poem presents quite a surprising picture of the animals. We see them in situations behind closed doors, when the public's visiting hours are over, and we note that their behaviour is very different to what we would expect of them. For example, in the opening stanza, Shuttle writes that the elephants prepare to look solemn after having enjoyed a previous night's drinking and dancing. The poem prompts the question, are we in some ways like the zoo animals? Do we put on a performance by day that is quite different to how we think and behave afterwards? And why might the poet say that, unlike the animals, which are good at being animals, we, that is humans, are not great at being human? Shuttle writes that our human smells prison us. Could she mean that we find it harder to escape from the daily performance, the show business, which we put on, compared to the animals? The next heading is quote 3. There are many unusual and surprising descriptive lines in the poem, which you may have found interesting. Select some images that contrast what we usually see and think of the animals with how they behave behind closed doors at night time. Write down 3 or perhaps 4 quotations into your worksheet that illustrate the contrast. The next heading is imagery. The poet refers to the daily lives of the animals as show business, in other words, as a performance for the public. But the vivid and imaginative images of the animals after hours, when the public leave the zoo and the gates are locked, are very different and very amusing. For example, the image of the big cats enjoying embroidery and watercolour painting is humorous, as is the image of the elephants gambling and dancing the night away. It probably struck you that these are behaviours that humans are likely to be involved in, which is interesting when we consider the image of the children visiting the zoo, howling, almost animal-like. Perhaps the parents in the poem are just living up to expectations of what good parenting is, taking their children to the zoo, which clearly, in the poem, is not an experience they enjoy. The next heading is language. The speaker in the poem uses language that is descriptive and conversational. What a life. But none of them would give up show business. And all the animals are very good at being animals. Sounds like something you would hear in a conversation between two people. There is also vivid descriptive language. Shuttle captures in a few lines the various behaviours of the animals in a very concise way. The spider, for example, waltzes and twirls, joy in her hairy joints, her ruby red eyes. The next heading is form. The poem is written in a free verse style. It stretches down the page in 2, 3, 4, and 5 line stanzas. There is no formal rhyme pattern. There are several examples of run-on lines or enjambment in the poem. For example, the monkeys are imagined as sighing as they get ready for yet another long day of gibbering and gesticulating. The fast rhythm of the poem suggests the endless activities of the zoo animals, whether by day or by night. The next heading is sound. While there is no formal rhyme pattern in the poem, there are other patterns and types of sound techniques that are evident. Shuttle uses alliteration on several occasions. For example, drank and danced in line one, which captures the lively party atmosphere, and tomes and theses in line five, which suggests the lofty pursuits of the scholarly monkeys. The sound of the children howling is an example of onomatopoeia, as they tire of being dragged between paddock and enclosure. There are examples of assonance in phrases such as bears stop shouting their political slogans in line 9 and vicious carnivorous ease in line 15. An example of sibilance can be heard in line 31, where the spider, on her shelf of silence, she waltzes and twirls. All of these sound techniques add to the humorous and playful mood of the poem. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone, as we just mentioned, is also quite humorous, especially in the opening stanzas. But there is also a more serious message behind these amusing images. The poet's tone seems to change when she introduces humans to the scene. The children appear to be frustrated and unhappy, the parents stressed and possibly questioning, what's the point? The mood is light-hearted for much of the poem. If we free ourselves from our usual expectations of how animals behave, we can enjoy the whimsical and fantastical descriptions of the monkey studying, the elephants partying, and the big cat's painting. The mood darkens when the speaker claims we are not up to being us. This line begs the question, when we are performing, who are we performing for? What expectations are we trying to live up to? And why are we not being our natural selves? The final section is personal response. Did you enjoy studying and talking about this poem? Were your views similar to or very different from those of other students in your class? Do you think the poem is well written? Would you recommend this poem as one that teenagers might find interesting or enjoy? Did the poem change your perspective on zoos in any way?